Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man on the street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. I think it's going to be a great day. I hope everyone's having a wonderful weekend. I know I am. I know my producer is. And she got engaged. All right. Congratulations. Okay, my podcasts are available on dentallyspeaking.com, iTunes, and you can even go to sunny95.com and find them. Okay. Facebook page of the office is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. On Twitter, I'm at Dr. Kvitko. Okay. If you go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com, please click on the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund icon and make a small donation and help us do events like Dentistry from the Heart, a team smile, purchasing some portable dental equipment so that I can do some outreach type dentistry for adults and children in my rolling studio. All of those wonderful things will happen if people make donations, all right? Now, today's show is another installment in the Team Smile event that we did at Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati with the Cincinnati Bengals. It was back on November 8th, and I believe this is going to wrap up all of the interviews that I did that day, but there were so many neat people, so many people to interview that just couldn't fit it all in one show. All right, so let's go ahead and listen to some of the interviews I did at Paul Brown Stadium. Okay, so I am now with the office manager of West Chester Dental Group, correct?
Correct.
And this is Colleen?
McDonald, mm-hmm, yeah.
Got it, okay. And you guys, your office is what's called the lead dentist for this Team Smile event. What does the lead dentist mean? What is it, does it mean you have to do different than, say, if I were just going to volunteer?
Kelly got us kind of in charge to take the reins, get the volunteers, get the dentists together, get the assistants, get the hygienists. We worked alongside with Butch from Henry Schein, and we were kind of just in charge of getting all the volunteers and everybody to come out and join this great event.
Now, Kelly, is Kelly Renault from Team Smile?
Yes, she is.
And how did Kelly find you guys, or did you find her?
We are actually the preferred team dentist of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, okay, so they called you first.
Yes, absolutely. So when this came up, of course, they came to us and asked, and we were more than happy to take on the challenge.
How long did it take you to grab all the volunteers you needed?
We closed out in about 7 days.
Wow, were you responsible for that?
Partly, yes. Yes, along with Butch from Henry Schein and Kelly and I, we did it together as a team.
Does that mean you're just really forceful or convincing?
I think that just Cincinnati alone, we have such a strong dental community, and everyone was just more than willing to volunteer and jump on board to help out.
That's really, really neat. Now, you haven't been involved in any other Team Smile events yet, right?
No, but I'm looking forward to more in the future for sure.
Right. Do it next year?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Okay, so wait till this gets rolling. It's going to really be cool.
Oh, yeah. It looks great. I'm very excited.
All right, Colleen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so we're still getting set up. It's still pretty early. It's about 7:45. The children won't arrive until 8:30, but the dentists, the dental hygienists, the dental assistants are all arriving, and people are getting acclimated to what's going to be their surroundings for the next day with very little break. And I'm with Dr. Vitangeli. Dr. Vitangeli, hey, thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
And you practice where in Cincy?
We came from a suburb of Dayton, Ohio this morning. It's called Englewood, Ohio.
Englewood?
Yep, about an hour and a half away.
Okay, wow. How'd you hear about it for such a far distance?
Through our Shine Rep. Through our Shine Rep, Gigi.
Okay, so that means that you guys are serviced by the Cincinnati office.
Yes, that's correct.
Because we had one in Columbus, and it was the Columbus branch that, you know, helped locate the dentist, and you didn't know about that one.
No, I did not know.
That would have been a shorter drive for you.
It would have.
I might write your name down for next year.
I'd be happy to do it.
Okay, yeah, we did one in Columbus with the Blue Jackets at Nationwide Arena.
Very good.
Okay, it was March 3rd, so, maybe I'll get a card.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, sounds good. So tell me why you came. Why did you decide to come out and do this?
You know, I think it just sounded like a neat event. I think anytime that you can take some time back to give back to the community and to the less fortunate. It's a worthy cause, and our team was excited about doing it. So it's just something that we set aside a day, because we do normally work on Fridays, but set aside a day to come contribute to.
Cool. Now, are you a Bengals fan?
Oh, of course, yes.
Okay, because they have these cool scrubs that you wear that has the Bengal tiger on it. It has 3M SP, which is one of the sponsors, and I think, I don't know, it's the back. Maybe have Henry Schein, probably?
Yes, I think so.
Now, what year did you graduate, and where did you go?
I went to Ohio State, so I'm a Buckeyes fan as well. Graduated in 2002 from Ohio
State. Good. I graduated in 1980, so I'm a little older.
just a tad.
I'm also a little shorter. Anyway, so you brought a dental assistant with you. You brought your wife, and you brought...
I brought my wife, a dental assistant, a hygienist, and actually two other administrative women that will be here soon to help out.
And they're all volunteering their time.
They're all volunteering their time today.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's what's really cool about these events. You know what I found is when you do charitable events like this, and I do Team Smile, I kind of brought the Team Smile together in Columbus, but I also do a thing called Dentistry from the Heart. Have you heard of that one?
No, I haven't.
We can talk a little bit about it, but that one's more for adults. And basically what I found is when you give back, you meet a lot of really nice people along the way.
Yeah, I think that's been our philosophy for a while as well. We actually got in with an organization a few years ago and actually adopt a local charity every year, and for 4 months out of the year, give all of our whitening proceeds, try to raise money, give all of our whitening proceeds to a local charity, just to try to, because I think giving back actually... You get more out of giving back than anything else.
You're right. Sometimes I actually feel guilty because I think I do this to make me feel good. Am I doing it for the right reasons because it makes me feel so good? Or am I doing it? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I get the same feeling.
Yeah. So you're in Englewood. Tell me, if somebody wants to reach out to you guys, call you or email your office, what would they do?
Yeah, I mean, they would give us a call locally. We're area code 937-836-3565. Or our website is VitangeliSmilesForYou.com.
And Vitangeli would be VitangeLi Smile.
Smiles, the number 4, YOU.com.
Got it. Okay. All right, Doc. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
And I'm going to get that card, all right?
All right, absolutely.
Okay, now, I came upon Dr. Goel, and Dr. Goel is the lead dentist for Team Smile here in Cincinnati, primarily because you guys are the preferred dentist of the Cincinnati Bengals, right?
Yes. Yes, we are lucky to have it and provide the services to them.
And I understand you're a Browns fan?
Yes.
No.
Not that you
tricked him.
I used to be in Cleveland. I like Brown, but I moved to Cincinnati. I love it here.
So you're a Bengals fan.
Me.
I did trick you, didn't I?
I was not thinking, but I was saying. I'm sorry.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your practice. Well, first of all, where'd you go to dental school?
At Case Western in Cleveland.
Cool. I went there for undergrad.
Yes, and then I moved here. And we have a practice in Westchester, and we provide all kind of services like endo, braces, oral surgery, implants, cosmetics. So we have a large practice, almost 8 dentists working there and 40 staff working.
Wow, 40 staff, almost 8 dentists. What does that mean? You have one that's really short? You have like 7 full-size dentists and a short one?
And
he said almost 8 dentists.
Well, I'm the shortest one.
Okay, now, endo is root canals. Yeah. And when you say braces, do you do the 6-month smiles, Invisalign? Do you do both?
We do Invisalign and orthodontics, regular and braces.
Full-fledged orthodontics?
Yes.
So you have an orthodontist on staff?
Yes.
Do you have an endodontist on staff?
Yes.
Okay, and implants, you have an oral surgeon on staff?
Oral surgeon is on staff, and I do a lot of implants.
You place them yourself?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so do I. I do implants, I do the 6-month smiles, I do the connective tissue grafting and the sinus lifting and the, you name it. In fact, name something, I'll tell you if I do it.
You do the all on 4?
The 4 implants on the floor, 4 on the floor?
Yes.
Typically, I'm doing fixed bridge work, but if they want all a 4 on the floor, I'll do it.
Okay. I do a lot of all on 4s.
Okay.
Like I remove all the teeth
right. And
place 4 implants.
Right.
And then put the denture screwed it in inside the implants.
Right, so what used to be known as the hybrid prosthesis.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yeah. We are talking on the same wavelength.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. See, I am a real dentist.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't think he knew that at first.
No.
I think he was a doctor chiropractor or something. I don't know what he thought that meant. But anyway, so now, did you go to, for your cosmetic work, because you also do cosmetic dentistry, right?
A lot of cosmetic work I do. I open the bite. I do the full mouth rehab.
Yeah. And same here.
So that's what I do. And, we have periodontists on board. Okay. And we have four other general dentists working in the office.
So it's kind of like almost like a small dental school.
A small dental school, yes.
Right. So a patient comes in, they're examined, it's determined what they want to, what they need done. And then tell me this, because I remember dental school. And is there a problem with dentist number one says, we think we can save this tooth, we're going to do a root canal, build up in a crown. And dentist number two says, I don't think that can happen. We better take it out and put an implant. Do you have any of that going?
No, we just, whenever any doctor has a little confusion, they always interact with the other dentist. And I happen to be the senior dentist. So they talk to me. We have a CT scan.
Okay.
So we take CT scan and see what is going on.
Is it the Galileos or the...
No, it is Sordex. It's Canora.
Okay. Canora?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we see whether it's a root, retreated root canal, so it needs a fracture or something going on there. So it is, and we do like a guide-based implants.
Surgical guides?
Surgical guides.
Right. Now see, have you ever placed them without the guides?
Yes, I used to, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because I found that when I place implants, the guides, they're kind of nice to have, but truly, honestly, you don't really need them, especially on the lower arch where you can see where the root was.
Well, I agree with you and disagree with you.
Okay. Okay.
Tell me. I used to be like, take a pen and CT and I will just place it myself. Mm-hmm. But recently I was planning for the four implants from the top.
Right.
And in the bottom, I thought I don't need a guide. Uh-huh. I will just to place implant. But when we looked into it, it was like an hourglass.
Right. It went narrow, like in the sublingual area.
Narrow in the middle.
Right.
So, and we wouldn't have seen it, mm-hmm. you know, then we would have gone into fenestration mm-hmm. or something.
Fenestration is where there's no bone covering it.
Yeah, exactly. And then we put a narrow implant and we just place the right way.
So right. So you put like a 3.3 or a 3.8?
3.5, yes.
3.5?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you brought, how many people are going to be participating in Team Smile today from your office?
Yeah, probably 20
wow.
people, all That's the hygienist assistant. And the majority of the doctors are here. So,
yeah. Are they all volunteering their time?
Volunteering time.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yes. They think big about this kind of event. And we work with Henry Schein, so Butch Stanger and Betty Johnson and everybody we know. So they wanted to participate me. And I said, I will be here.
Good, yeah.
It's like a give back smile to the children. You
right,
know?
That's what we did in Columbus. We brought one to Columbus, and I was the lead dentist there.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Very nice meeting. How are you
Kvitko.
Calling it? Dr. Kvitko?
Kvitko.
Kvitko. Oh, yeah. Very nice. Where is your practice?
Columbus.
Oh.
Columbus, Ohio. And tell me how we could reach you guys.
Oh, you can go on a WestchesterDentalGroup.com.
WestchesterDentalGroup.com.
Yes. And... we have easy the phone number also.
What is it?
513-942-8181. And we open 7 o'clock in the morning.
Good.
Till 7 o'clock in the night.
Great.
Different doctors work different days on a Saturday. So it works out. A lot of people who are working,
yes.
they come back in the morning.
Okay.
Or some people after work.
Got it.
And then we are open every Saturday. So it doesn't mean one doctor worked long hours.
Right.
Like, you know, two doctors work in the morning, two in the evening, and the specialists come on their different assigned date.
Got
it. It works out very well.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for being the lead dentist and helping to make this happen. And this is your first event, I understand?
Yes. Yes.
This is the third one for me, and so I know you're in for a big surprise.
Awesome. Okay. It's very nice meeting you, Dr. Kvitko. I'm looking forward for the day's event.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank
Take
you.
Care now, Dr. Guell.
Thank you. Thank you. They're
giving triage. Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain Veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. I have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko, you're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
Brush, brush, and brush. Thought you should never swallow it. Brush, brush, and brush. You got, spit it out. Go on and spit. We'll wait for it. Brush your teeth.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. If you're just joining us, what we're doing is listening to some interviews that I did at a Team Smile event at Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati with the Cincinnati Bengals. And Team Smile is a charity where about 200 to 300 children receive free dental care. They bring all the dental equipment right into the arena or the sports venue where the team plays, and then the team sends players and cheerleaders and the mascot to come and visit with the kids and the parents. So it's pretty cool. And In fact, what we're going to do now is I start an interview with Dr. Natarajan, and then in the middle, we get interrupted because Kelly from Team Smile starts giving instructions to the dentist, and then we pick up later. So let's go ahead and listen in.
Okay, so I'm still at Team Smile, and we're interviewing the folks, and I'm talking to a dentist. I would take it you're from the Cincinnati area?
Yes.
Can you pronounce your name for me?
Dr. Natarajan.
I'm glad you did that for me.
You're welcome.
Do you know how to say my name?
Dr. Kvitko?
Pretty close. Kvitko.
Kvitko. Okay.
So you practice in the Cincinnati area?
Westchester.
Westchester. Okay, you're part of Westchester Dental?
Yes.
I just interviewed the owner, Dr. Goel?
Yes.
Okay. So thanks for coming, and this is your first time?
Yes.
Do you do a lot of children at your office?
Yes, I do.
Good. So you can't wait.
I'm pretty good with children, if I say so myself.
Oh, no, I'm sure you are. It takes a certain demeanor and patience, and I like to say I've always prided myself on being more stubborn than the teeth I work on.
Uh-huh. And I have 2 kids of my own, so...
Oh, that helps, that helps. Yeah, I remember. You know, and with kids, you just have to take it easy, and I have this little girl, she's terrified, and she might even be ADD or ADHD, I don't know, but she's too young for anybody to have diagnosed her yet, but wouldn't open her mouth and turned her face into her mom's tummy, you know, you've seen it. And so what we do, and tell me if this works for you, is we didn't get much done, but we said, well, let's have her back in 3 or 4 weeks. For her, it'll seem like a year.
Right? Uh-huh, yes.
And we tried it again.
Uh-huh.
And this time, she let me look in her mouth. Uh-huh. I wasn't allowed to use the mirror or the explorer, but she did let me put my fingers in her mouth.
Uh-huh.
And so we're probably going to have her back in another month, which for her will seem like another lifetime.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm thinking maybe next time she'll let me actually put the mirror in there and the explorer.
That's very true. That happens with me, too. I tend to bring them with their parents or their siblings so they can see what it is and everything. And you can get more comfortable with that.
Right, and it's so, so important because if that first visitor, that first experience is not pleasant, they're pretty much, for the rest of their life, they're going to be one of those phobic dental patients.
Very, very true.
It just gets worse and worse the older they get, right?
Very, very true.
Now, how long have you been a dentist?
15 years almost.
Okay, and when you first got in practice, looks like we have to, well, you know what, we'll pick this up after the instructions. Come on, we're going to get instructions on what the dentists are going to do. Yeah, we're going down to have the dentists get the instructions about what they're going to be doing.
All right, guys, first of all, I want to thank you guys for coming of your time today. I really appreciate it. I'm going to go through a brief orientation. Okay, so what's going to happen is the kids are going to go through triage first. In the triage, they're going to make a diagnosis, okay? That is not in stone, because obviously by the time they get to x-ray, they might find something that's worse than what came in the first. Obviously, when they get to you guys, and you guys are actually in the chairs, you might find something that you want to take care of, okay? So what's going to happen is everything's going to be in Dentrix and Dexis. All right, so they're going to go to triage. If there's no need for care, they'll go into the preventative care area and get their teeth clean. If there is, they're going to go into our x-ray where we'll get Nomad x-rays. So on your station here, you'll be able to pull up your patient by their name. All right, one of the biggest things is people switch them around. If you put them in by your last name, it doesn't pull up. Look up in the corner because it might be by the first name. So you'll be able to pull up your x-rays right here. So what you have is here is you have a mobile clinic with about 80% of what you need. You have all your materials over on this side. And here's all your PPEs. You have glasses, you have bibs, you have masks. In the second container, you're going to have a fishing kit that we've now turned into a composite kit. So in here is everything that you should be able to utilize to do a composite, a filling. So we have flowable, we have the sealant, we have everything to that nature. So look in your kit here. As far as all your cleaning supplies, you'll find all your cleaning supplies up here. All right, so when the kid comes to you, he's going to have a card that looks like this. It's going to make it'll have a diagnosis, it'll have an x-ray, and then it'll have something circled. So what you're going to do is you're going to sit the kid down, you look in the mouth, and at that point you're going to tell your dental assistant what she needs. Dental assistants, you're going to go to central distribution, which is the second area over on the left-hand side where the sterilizers are. You're going to get a plastic tray right there, okay? So you have a plastic tray, you'll have a throwaway tray, and you'll have to have a sleeve that it goes over. You'll go and you'll get your instruments at that, as well as your anesthetic at that point, okay? I know this sounds bad. Don't hoard the stuff, okay? We have enough hand pieces that can do two procedures. We can flip them through fast enough. But if you guys end up taking extra hand pieces or extra of those stuff, we won't have enough at the end. Okay, so you'll go grab what you need, bring it back. When you bring it back, make sure it's on the tray and the plastic's covered, okay? A lot of things are happening in this area. All you guys need is one trip over, and guess what? All your instruments are on the ground or it gets stuck into somebody. You're going to come over here. You're going to do your treatment. You have about 20 to 25 minutes, okay? If you're looking over in these chairs right here, if there's no kids in those chairs and you're like, hey, you know, there's no kids right now, so you know what, I'm also going to, I numb this quadrant, but I saw a baby filling over here that I don't have to numb it, but I can drill it out and take care of that filling as well, go for it. If that backs up, what we try to do is we try to fix one quadrant or one numbing quadrant. So obviously, if you have a couple baby fillings and you can get to both baby fillings, that's great. One thing I ask you guys to do, if you're numbing them, seal those back teeth, okay? Here's the thing. A lot of these kids, they may only see us and not see anybody else, another dentist, for maybe another 2 to 3 years. So what we try to do is save those back molars, okay? Seal those back molars because that's what's going to help them along the way. That's why we're brushing the teeth, applying the varnish. What we do is great, but if they don't get it or the parent doesn't get them to a dentist, at least we're trying to save the back molars. So what I try to do is make everything very simple for you guys. When you're ready for a kid, you're going to hold up a ready sign. Those two girls right there will run over and bring you a kid. When you're done, they will grab those kids, and they're going to take them over to the hygiene. Hygiene is second, okay? So we do treatment first, hygiene second. Because hygiene, I can make them go a lot faster than you guys. So this way, I know how much time I have as far as this. All right? I'm going to walk you back over here to our central distribution. All right, so what we have here, here's the trays I was talking about. Here's your plastic, here's your cover. All right, I have burr blocks that are already filled, courtesy of SS White. They're already filled with the cavity burrs that you might need. If you need any additional, I have additional burrs to go with, as well as I have burrs if you're going to do a crown, as well as I have a burr block that if you're going to do crown and bridge and endo. All right. I have, if you end up doing endo, and I will talk to each dentist and find out what you're good at, I have a whole endo kit that came courtesy of UltraDent. All right, so if you're going to do endo, you're going to get this whole box, which will have everything that you need to do endo. All right, I have, as far as product is concerned, I have all rubber dam situation. I have Fuji. I have amalgam. I have a... If you guys need the machine, the little wiggly machine, that's what I call it because it shakes.
The amalgamator.
You can take the whole wiggly machine with you back to your thing and just bring it back, okay? It is underneath the table. All right, over here I have, if you have a kid that you're nervous, I have bite wings at your thing, but I also have the bite wings that are a little bit more sturdy. I have caries indicator, I have Vitrabond. Over here I have stainless steel crowns. You can take the whole crown back with you. Anesthetic. What I have is I have plain... I have Septicon 1 to 2, and I have Lignospan. As far as operative instruments, I pretty much have everything that you. I've never really had a request that we don't have. So you'll have operative instruments here, as well as I have a full thing of forceps. Okay, from PDO forceps to older kids forceps. Right here is your elevators. I have all your different types of your elevators, and then your hand pieces you'll find over in this area. I have some extra items. I have a bonding agent. I have more etch. I have chlorhexidine. Is that right? I have calcium hydroxide. I have a lot of people ask for this type of flowable, the tetric, as well as I have Ivoclar's composite, if you guys are into that, as well as I have Optibomb All-in-One and Excite. So I have some different other items that are outside the composite kit. Courtesy of 3M, we use 3M products, obviously. If you're not comfortable with that, we do have some other stuff. But because 3M sponsored this, that's what you're going to find in there is 3M products. 3M representatives will walk through at the end and make sure that you're familiar with the product. You guys have questions? All right, just hop on a chair, and then I'm going to have Dr. Bush come to each chair to make sure you guys understand how to pull out x-rays.
Okay, so that's the instructions. Thank you very much. So that was the instructions to the dentists, and we're getting geared up here. It's a kind of organized mayhem, although it's going to get worse when the kids arrive.
Natrogen,
okay. All right, so now that we have the instructions for the dentist, found Dr. Natrogen again, and we're going to pick up where we left off. So we were talking about how if you don't get it right at the beginning of a child's dental life, so to speak, that you can almost doom them for life, right?
Very true.
Yeah. And so what's your recommendation to parents? How soon should they bring a child to the dentist?
I would say within the first year. Just
first
so the
year.
Child gets used to it, and then we can go over the instructions with the parents of the bottle feeding and brushing.
Making sure they're not sitting in the bed with a bottle.
Exactly.
And I agree, because what I have found is it's the familiarity. So coming at age one, coming back at age 1.5, coming back at age 2, coming back at age 2.5, you may not actually get much done till the 2.5 to 3, but tell me.
They're more familiar with the faces. They know, and it's not a scary place to go to. It's friendly, and then they get a little toy at the end of the visit, and they're all happy.
Exactly right. And so the youngest, now I've worked on a 9-month-old who had some trauma, had fallen, and that was not easy working on a 9-month. I mean, actually working on a 9-month-old, a front tooth that had been damaged. But the youngest I've ever had a full, happy appointment with a little child was 2 years old, and it was my son, because he'd been at the office so much. He just climbed up in the chair and said, "Daddy, do me," and he opened his mouth really wide.
That's very true. I had my 2.5-year-old. I got his teeth clean, and he was all happy. He helped me suction.
Right. When I had that little girl in it, I was telling you that, you know, she was hiding in her mom's tummy. What happened was I had said to her, we were telling her that she was going to get a prize, okay? And so she remembered getting a sticker last time. And you know, dentists, we don't give out candy, right?
No.
So I made the mistake. I was trying to get her to let me put my mirror in her mouth. And I said, "It's just like a sucker. It looks like a sucker, and you put suckers in your mouth, right?" And she goes, "I want a sucker."
Yeah, that's my sucker, but, yes.
Yeah, so from that point on, it was all, "Where do I get my sucker?" And I couldn't explain to her very well that we don't give suckers.
That's very true. See, it's like false advertising, giving
exactly.
out candy.
So and she wouldn't even taste my mirror sucker. Okay. She wouldn't even taste it. Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to me. Thank you for coming. I may come by and see if you're still smiling in about 5 hours.
Hopefully. I think it'll be all good.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right. Now it's time to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. But before we do, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, let me remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question is, according to Dr. Natarajan of Westchester Dental, at what age should you first bring your child to the dentist? Is it A, age 1, B, age 2, or C, age 3? Again, the winner receives free flowers from Bistemper Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot-reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610.
Badoobie-doop gets spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me. People with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
All you need is smiles. Lots and lots of smiley smiles. Your sweet pink mouth goes north, not south, and just smile.
All right, we are doing Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day, and we have some callers on the line. We have Sarah, Tim, Karen, and Susie. And I'm going to roll some dice here. Here we go. Looks like it is number one. That would be Sarah. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Kvitko. How are you?
Good. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
Yes, A.
It is A. That's right. Age one. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, stay on the phone. We'll get your information, and we'll get those flowers sent out to you, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Kvitko.
You're very welcome. All right. So now, let's go back to these interviews that we did back in November 8th at Paul Brown Stadium.
Okay, so the kids have just started to arrive. We have the Bengal cheerleaders with us, four of them. Let me go down and get everybody's name, the one that's hiding first.
Jill.
Jill.
Katie.
Katie.
Megan.
Megan.
Sarah.
Sarah. Jill, Katie, Megan, Sarah, right? I got it right? Okay, so come on in close so we can all be... Do you guys volunteered to come here, didn't you?
Yes.
Have you ever been in anything like this before?
Not for Cincinnati Smiles. We do a lot of charity events across the tri-state, but this is the first time I've been at this one.
Okay, it's really cool. Wait till you see. Now, does anybody have children?
No.
Okay, you want to borrow some? There's a bunch coming. I'm sure the parents would be fine if you just brought them back after they had their college education.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So how did you guys get to be Bengals?
We have to go through a very grueling tryout process, and then we make the team.
It's that simple, right? So, I'm assuming, tell me if I'm wrong, but I bet if you didn't have pretty smiles, they wouldn't have picked you. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, we like to brush our teeth a lot, and we like to keep them clean and looking white and fresh, so.
You know what I'm talking about. Do you have any cheerleaders that have Billy Bob teeth?
No. We all have really nice teeth. Pearly whites.
So if any of these little girls that are coming today want to be a Bengal someday, they need to take care of their teeth, right?
Of course. That's very important.
Well, you don't think about it that a lot, do you? How important your smile is to your success, you know, your success in business. You would not be doing what you're doing today if you were missing every other tooth, right?
Right. If I wasn't brushing my teeth every night as a kid, I probably wouldn't be here right now.
Okay. Now, okay, I'm going to get this a little personal. When was your last time at a dentist? Megan, right? What's your name?
Jill.
Jill, I got it backwards. What's your name?
Sarah.
Oh, I'm really messed up. What I need is somebody to put their names behind each head so I would... Okay. So, when was the last time you were at a dentist?
About a month ago.
Perfect. What about you?
Last year. I need to do my checkup this year.
A little guilty there. What about you?
I'm due for a checkup. Yep. Okay. Yep.
It's been last year. Yeah, same last here. Year. Yeah.
Okay. You know what I find? And I've treated a lot of very attractive women, like cheerleaders, just like yourself. And what I find is they actually tend to ignore their teeth. They don't come to me until the rotten ones are coming up to the front, literally. I'll look in their mouth and they have rotten back teeth, but they haven't told anybody yet, probably because they're afraid. And then when it gets to where the front teeth or the side ones are starting to have cavities, that's when they come in. And sometimes that's a little too late. So the point is we don't want people to do that. We don't want you guys to do it. We don't want the kids to do that, right?
Right.
So I think three of you need to call your dentist today, right?
Right? Yep. Yes, I do.
Okay. What's your dentist's name? See, she doesn't even know. I have this favorite thing that I do. I'll ask kids, I'll say, what color is your toothbrush? What color is your tooth?
Mine's pink.
Mine's pink too.
What color is your toothbrush?
Yellow?
Okay. You know why I ask that? Because if you don't know the color, you haven't seen it in a while.
That's true. That is true.
And so you guys all knew the color, so we're good there, right? Okay. But you don't know the name of your dentist. What's the name of your dentist?
Dr. Becker.
Okay, good. She's good. The name of your dentist?
Dr. Mock.
Dr. Mock. And?
Dr. Hall.
Good. Okay, so three out of the four remember the name of their dentist. We're making progress. Have you? Okay, tell me your name again.
My name? Yeah. Megan.
Okay, so Megan's the one who can't remember the name of her dentist. Well, we're not using last names.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm the only Megan on the team, so...
So be honest. Are you a little nervous about going to the dentist?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that. And you know what? Even the Bengals players, the guys, they're probably more nervous than you. Did you realize that? The bigger the guy, the stronger they are, the big, tall... They are the most wimpy in a dental chair. I'm telling you. I just know the bigger the muscles, the more of a wimp they're going to be in the dental chair. And I don't know why it is, but it's like that. And so at least you have good company.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, so you guys are here to cheer up the kids?
Yes, we are.
Are you actually going to do a cheer?
We haven't thought about it, but I saw a dance party going on over there, so I might join them there.
Okay. Maybe you could make up a cheer or something that's like something has to do with smiling or, yeah, brush your teeth. Give me a B. You want to do that? Give me a B. Give me an R. Okay, ready? I'll wait. This is like rapping on the fly, right? They're going to make this up as they go. Okay. Oh, freestyle cheering. Are you ready? Okay, here we go.
Give me a B.
B.
Give me an R.
R.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an H.
H.
What's that spell?
Brush.
Your...
teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Yay. Are we supposed to clap and cheer now?
Yay!
Very good, guys. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We appreciate you coming out and helping and making it important to the kids, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Now, I've wandered over to the x-ray department where they're taking x-rays, and actually I have my associate, Dr. Beck, is examining a young man right now. And they took a couple x-rays, and his job is to figure out which tooth or teeth need to be done while he's here. And what we're seeing is a big, big hole in an actual adult molar on his lower left. And he also has some decay in some baby teeth, but I'm pretty sure Dr. Beck's going to have him recommend, he's going to recommend fixing that adult tooth before it becomes a root canal, which is very much a possibility. How old are you?
9.
How old are you, 9? 9? What's your name? You don't want to tell?
Keith?
Nice to meet you. Hey, what school do you go to?
9 District.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what grade is that? Are you in second grade? Third grade?
Third
grade. Okay, cool. All right, he's going to get you on to your next step. Okay, so I just came upon Paul Rudolph. He's from the Children's Oral Health Network, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and tell me about that. What is that?
So it's a coalition in Cincinnati that it's all the big dental providers plus other community stakeholders. You know, Children's Hospital, Cincinnati Dental Society, Cincinnati Health Department, but other organizations like CET Think TV. That's our local PBS.
Really?
So we're approaching it in Junior League and from an education standpoint and an access standpoint. And so really trying to solve the issue of this unmet dental need.
So you're here at this Team Smile event. Do you have volunteers here?
Yes, we have volunteers. And really what we represent is all the providers across the city. So
okay.
We have private practitioners here. We've got the Cincinnati Dental Society here. And what's unique about this is it gives us a chance to really engage and create awareness in the community about the significant need of the unmet need, dental needs.
Right. Now, I know that oral health, or rather dental disease, is the largest unmet need in the nation.
That's correct, yes. And so we have to do a number of things. One is on the prevention side, but right now we have a lot of children, I know in our community across the nation, that aren't getting the access. We're seeing high schoolers now that have never been to the dentist in a recently opened the Delta Dental Center at Euler School. And what that is, a three-chair fixed clinic inside a K-12 school that allows us to see the students in that school and bus in students in nearby schools that we identify disease.
How often is it staffed?
It's open 5 days a week. It's staffed with a full-time dentist and other dental assistants. We bring in hygienists on occasion. It's an FQHC lookalike, so it's a sustainable business model. But we also work with local dentists through the Cincinnati Dental Society that volunteer time, and what they'll do is see a portion of our uninsured patients.
You know, what's interesting about that is I traveled to Europe a couple summers ago. I went to England, Scotland, and Wales. And I've also interviewed dentists from Poland, and there's so many countries now. But what I learned is that in those European countries, especially countries like Poland and the Eastern Europe countries, is that's what they do. The schools have a dental office. All the children are seen at school.
So there actually used to be 8 schools in Cincinnati that had dental facilities.
I didn't know that, really. Yeah, where'd they go?
Anyway, back in the 70s, and pretty much I think all the dentists would have to serve a rotation through these. But they were on the school budget, and so it was financially, it just wasn't sustainable.
Okay.
We figured out a new model, and again, it's bringing all again the partners together and how we can leverage the reimbursement structure as it is now.
Is this dentist that's on staff, is it a public health dentist, or are they volunteer dentists and they take turns?
Oh, we have one main dentist that's a general practitioner. And
it's her full-time job.
Full-time job. And then, again, one day a week, we have a dentist come in and donate their time. They'll usually bring in their staff. And
So the full-time dentist, she works 4 days a week, and then the donated dentist one day a week?
That's correct. And it'll be a similar model. We're actually opening up a 4-chair clinic on a high school campus that has 2,300 students, 75% of which are on Medicaid, so they don't have a dental home. And so we're going to build out a permanent facility so they have that permanent access.
Part of the model is there some reimbursement then that comes from the Medicare or Medicaid coverage?
Absolutely. And so most of the population is Medicaid, so we survive on that reimbursement. But what it allows us to do to utilize the school from a community learning center standpoint is engage the 0-5 population, the pregnant moms as well.
Right. And
so we can open...
When it's most important.
Absolutely. Address the early childhood caries epidemic. And so we can open it up in our plans during the summer and other off hours, and we're figuring out that business model to work with WIC and other organizations to bring these children in at a very early age and start engaging them from day one.
That's a really, really cool program. What was the genesis of it? Who sat down and said, we have a need and I want to try to fix that need? Who was that? Was that you?
No, it was a number of people, really. And it was the different providers who have the same coffee meetings. And I think this happens all over. But I think what we have unique here is the buy-in from the right people. And we have the community learning center model, which allows us to utilize the schools as community centers and form partnerships. So mental health is another thing we do. Not Children's Oral Health Network, but we have in our schools 115 mental therapists, full-time therapists across Cincinnati Public Schools in 49 schools. On average, there's 2 per school plus. And it's different providers, 8 different providers providing in those atmospheres. So it's creating the networks within the community to utilize the resources we have in the school envelope, which are the center of the communities.
Yeah, this is really, really cool. I'm so glad that we met and that what I want to do is exchange cards. You probably have a card that I can look up a website. Or tell me the website if I want to learn more.
Our website is going to be growingwell.org. growingwell.org.
Okay. Okay, great, great. And I'll give you a card so you can learn how to access this show, and then we're going to, I mean, it's just going to be a great day. You can see it's almost every chair is full right now, and the kids are all, and you know what's interesting is, tell me, is you've got all these little kids and not a single peep. Nobody's crying. Nobody seems unhappy. Isn't that neat?
It is. You know, and the dental office that we just opened inside the school, I go down there on a weekly basis. You don't hear the screams. What you do hear is the kids coming by and saying hi to the dentist.
Right. That's great.
They have that relationship with their provider, and it's right there on their way to the lunchroom.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's really great. All right, Paul. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created you at your best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are you afraid of being seen without your teeth? Are you tired of taking your teeth out every night? Let us show you how implants and fixed bridges can give you a smile that never comes out. Interested? Call us,
262-9588. Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Here's a way to make the hours seem half as long. Just sing a smiling song. Turn the corners of your mouth up instead of down. Sing a smiling song.
All right, if you're just joining us, this is Dr. Kavitko. You're listening to Dentally Speaking, and we are doing interviews or listening to interviews I did at the Team Smile event in Cincinnati with the Cincinnati Bengals. This next clip is an interview with one of the dads of one of the children that was brought to the event. So let's go ahead and listen in.
All right, so I came upon this gentleman. Actually, what's your son's name?
Stephen.
Stephen, okay. And what's your name?
Adam.
Adam, okay, Adam. Well, thanks so much for talking with me. And so now your son, how old is he?
Seven.
He's seven. Does that mean he's in, what, second grade?
He's in kindergarten.
Oh, kindergarten, okay. Okay. And now this is a Friday. It's a weekday, and they came from school, right?
Yeah.
But you managed to come. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I requested the day off just to be here with them.
Well, that's really nice of you. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you, because there aren't very many parents here.
Yeah.
So you really care about him and care about making sure he's healthy.
Yeah, he's got a twin brother here, too, so I brought them both.
Wow, okay. So they're both seven, both in kindergarten?
Yep.
And what is Stephen going to need?
I'm not sure. He's getting his teeth checked out, so probably removal of one.
Oh, really? There's one that might be bad?
Yeah.
Okay. What's his brother's name?
William.
William. So William and Stephen. Okay. And do you have any other kids?
Yeah, I got two more at home.
Younger?
Yeah.
And have they been to the dentist?
No, not lately.
Not lately. What's the challenge that you face as far as getting dental care for your family?
Affording it.
Affording it? So do you have insurance for your job?
I do not.
Okay. Medical either?
No insurance at all, no.
So maybe the new Affordable Health Care Act is going to help you out?
Possibly, maybe.
You're going to try to get onto that website that doesn't work?
Yeah, maybe.
What do you do for a living?
Volunteer firefight, and I work at a gas station.
Okay, so now when you say volunteer, it means that you're not full-time. You do get paid when you get called on a run, though, right?
No, strictly volunteer.
Seriously? Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay, well, that's pretty cool. Now, is the hope that someday they'll hire you?
It's, maybe, hopefully.
Is it a small town?
Yeah, Bromley.
Bromley, Ohio. How many volunteer firefighters are in Bromley?
Just a handful.
Like half a dozen?
Yeah, maybe more. Maybe about a dozen or so.
So on every call, do you guys all show up, or do you just only, like, if you're available, you come, or how does that work?
Just if we're available, we come.
Has there ever been a fire where nobody came because you were all busy?
No.
Okay.
We get out.
More likely than not, there'll be more guys than they need?
Yeah.
What's your job when you go to fight a fire? Do you drive the truck? What do you do?
Whatever I'm told.
So you can do it all?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can work the hose, drive the truck. You probably don't need a ladder truck because it's a little community with short buildings, right?
Yeah, it's we got two pumpers and a squad.
So you have to do all the same training as the regular paid firefighters?
Yep. All the training's the same exact training.
Who pays for that?
Nobody, just because we're volunteer. So it's we train at the firehouse.
Oh, they do? Okay. So they bring people in to train you?
Yeah.
Now, how'd you get into that?
Just got into it one day.
And at the gas station, what do?
Just the store clerk.
Okay. So like a Speedway or something?
Fuel Express through Save-A-Lot.
Okay. Do they have trucks too? Diesel?
I don't drive them, but they do have a company that delivers. So.
Oh, no, I meant do they sell diesel? Like, do the trucks come? Is it like a mini truck stop, too, or just gasoline?
No, it's just they got diesel, but it's just a small gas station.
I see. So if, like, a diesel pickup truck comes in or something, they can get their fuel.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're getting ready to... Let me see if I can ask the dentist what he's going to get. Okay, is that all right? Hey, Doc, what's Steven going to get today?
He's going to get a couple of kind of deep fillings taken care of.
Are they adult teeth or baby teeth?
They're baby teeth.
Baby teeth, okay, because he's 7. Are his adult teeth looking good?
Yes and no. Some are, some aren't.
Really? Okay. So are you surprised by what you're seeing?
I'm not surprised, but I'm really glad to be able to help.
Right, because these kids really need it, don't they?
They do, and they deserve it.
Yeah, I was just talking to Dad, and he doesn't have insurance for any of them. They have 4 kids.
Well, through no fault of their own, these kids, whatever the circumstance of the parents, they do need help and they deserve it.
Right, because it's not their fault parents are having a rough time right now or whatever,
probably
right?
Not, and it's probably not the parents' fault either, but no, not placing blame or fault anywhere. The kids just deserve it, and I'm glad to be able to help them.
Exactly. Okay, well, let me let you get to work. I appreciate it. Tell me, what was it, Dr. what?
Miller, Dr. Jeff Miller.
Dr. Jeff Miller. Okay, Dr. Miller's going to take care of Steven. All right, Steven, you ready for this? Say yes.
Yes.
All right. Okay. They're going to get them all fixed up. Well, thank you so much for talking with me, and we're happy that your kids are going to get some care, and hopefully they'll do this every year, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's the plan. It requires some people coming to the table with money to make this happen. I think 3M donated money for this one, and of course the Bengals organization donated the space, and they've got the players coming, and Hooday and all that's kind of fun, huh?
Yeah, it's a good thing for the kids, you know.
Did you get to meet Icky Woods?
No.
Oh, he was here a little bit ago. He might still be over there. If you get a chance, you can go say hi.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Ba-dooby-doop, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mop, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Icky Woods is here to kind of support the kids. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Anything I can do to come out and support the kids, and it's all for a great cause to get them to see that a dentist is not scary. You
exactly,
know?
It's not.
Yeah, they can go in and get their dental work done and not be afraid. So right. It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, isn't it? And you look around and they're all getting great care and nobody seems to be upset, right?
Right. Everybody seems to be having fun, you know. It's not as fun as going to the dentist's office, but it's a great time to come out and let them experience going to get their teeth worked on.
Right, because they're, you know, and it's you guys, the Bengals players, coming out and showing them how important it is, that really, that's what really connects the dots in their mind.
Oh, yeah, whenever you can get guys like us out, to who they out, to let everybody know it's okay to go to the dentist, then it sets in their mind that when it's time to go, they don't have anything to worry about.
Right, and you made sure your kids went, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You have grandchildren?
I got grandbabies now, yeah. I got five of them, actually, and just had a new one about 5 months ago, so... So, yeah, the grandbabies go to the dentist and they have fun as well. It's all
congratulations.
Fun. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
The Bengals are doing well this year?
Yeah, the Bengals are doing real well. You know, we lost a heartbreaker against Miami. But, you know, I tell everybody, if we can win all our home games and split on the road, we'll be in perfect position to win the North and have a great shot at getting in the playoffs and hopefully having some fun in the playoffs. Hopefully we can get over that first win in the playoffs.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Although, Cincy, you guys have been there before. You've been to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we've been to the bowl. We've been to the bowl twice. You know, it's been a long drought now. You know, we've...
When was the last year?
Last year was 89, the 88-89 season. The Super Bowl that I went to was the last time the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. But it's been great, man. It's been great to watch the team this year and see some of the things that they're doing, how they're working together. And games that we have to win is the NFC North, our division. We have to beat...
Pittsburgh, the Browns, the Ravens.
The Browns.
Sounds good, Icky. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you for supporting the kid.
All right. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. I'm talking with...
Wallace Gilbert, defensive end. And my boy Carlos Dunlap told me these kids that were getting their teeth cleaned, and they wanted a couple guys to come up and smile at them and shake their hands and sign autographs. So I said, why not? You know, it's amazing what you guys are doing for these kids. You know, showing them that someone cares about them, cares about their hygiene, you know, cares right. about their health. So it's a great cause.
Right. We really appreciate you guys coming, because you know what? It's when you guys come that makes it special. That's the connection. Yeah. Because if their hero comes and says it's important, then it's important.
Exactly. And we feel like you guys are the hero. You know, because taking your time out, your time is valuable.
Well, we appreciate it.
So it's amazing. We definitely appreciate what you guys do on the other side of it.
Well, thanks so much for that. We you can probably relate, because a lot of these kids, they come from families where sometimes there's no dad, and, you know, sometimes they don't have a lot of money. And what I'm finding when I talk to NBA players, NFL players, is it reminds them sometimes of their own childhood.
You look at a lot of us, to be in this position, you have to sometime in your life overcome some type of adversity. You know, no matter what it was, and a lot of us can relate to these kids, you know, myself included. So it's nothing for me to take my time out to come up here and shake hands, sign autographs, and like you said, show them that, you know, that we are real and we do care.
Now, who's your buddy over here, the big guy?
Carlos Dunlap, defensive end number 96.
Okay, and what's your number?
95.
95 and 96, okay. So I have Carlos Dunlap, your number?
96.
Where'd you go to university?
University of Florida.
Really? Okay. Is that where Urban coached?
Yeah, I had Coach Meyer and Tim Tebow during my era.
Oh, that's really neat. So, I'm Dr. Kavitko. I was here helping doing some of the dentistry, and I've got this radio show. It's called Dentally Speaking. What we try to do is make dentistry not so scary.
Okay.
You know, when you guys come and you smile for the kids and shake their hand and show them that it's important, that's the connection. That's what makes it important to them.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are doing all the work. This is a great event, helping these kids get some dental care. When my agent told me about it right after practice, it was literally like 10 minutes before I had to be up here. I was like, sure.
Well, that's really nice.
And the kids showed mad love as soon as we walked through the door, man.
That's really nice. Hey, so, Carlos, can you relate to like what these kids are going through?
Yeah, growing up, just having to stay on your teeth and brushing your teeth. My mom was very adamant about that.
Are you afraid of going to the dentist? Is it not something you? Is it something you don't really like to do?
No, I'm not afraid anymore. Especially because I had some pretty good dentists growing up. I mean, if you have a bad experience, then that might scar you. But
right.
Usually, nowadays everything's pretty good. It's pretty easy, pretty clean cut, and really no problems with anything.
Right. I had a girl I took care of. She was crying before I started because apparently somebody in the past.
Somebody has scarred it. So you're going to have girls like that with, I mean, or anybody with any situation. If you've been scarred before, you're not going to like it the second time.
Right. I tried to tell her. I said, okay, now this is the appointment I want you to remember because this one didn't hurt.
Exactly. So you just got to rebuild that confidence for her.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking with me. Thank you so much for coming and for making this important to the kids. And good luck on Sunday.
Appreciate it.
Okay, take care now. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, in 2 weeks, I'll have Maddie Spielman on the show. And next week, I will have State Representative John Patrick Carney in the studio with me. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. See you next week.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.